John Newton, the chief economist at American Farm Bureau.
John, how might the current government shutdown affect the implementation of the new farm bill?
Well, I think one of the, obviously when you look at the farm bill, it does give USDA some time to implement those new farm program rules. So FSA staff and officials across the country will have, once they get back to work, will have to figure out and establish some timelines for when farmers will have to make some of those key program elections in that new farm bill.
I know getting the farm bill done in the current Congress, or this past Congress now, was very important to many farm groups. I'm assuming Farm Bureau felt that way. But as you think about new deadlines that farmers might be concerned about if this government shutdown drags on and you're looking at the rollout of these new farm bill programs, any dates to circle or deadlines to think about that are concerning?
Well, I think one of the things when you look at, you know, some of the deadlines or dates, I believe, for example, on the dairy title, Congress has 60 days to open sign up. But with some of these programs, I think the key for folks to remember is that this is an evolutionary change to the Farm Bill. When you get into the nuts and bolts of some of the key safety net programs that were in there, there weren't major changes made. So for some of the major field crops, there is a decision that they'll have to make prior to the spring planting on what program to choose, whether that's the agricultural risk coverage program or the price loss coverage program. But generally, that decision's not made until the spring or prior to the spring. And then program payments for that aren't made for some time. So once FSA does get back to work, they'll have to work quickly to open those sign-up periods. But program payments and benefits from some of these programs are still a long way away.
Yeah, speaking of the payments, we have the market facilitation program payments, a deadline there of January 15th. And with the government shutdown, have you heard anything in D.C. about a potential extension of that deadline?
You know, I think farmers had an opportunity to get into their local FSA offices to do their paperwork with respect to the market facilitation program. That's something that folks were encouraged to do. But going forward, you know, we haven't had any conversations that I'm aware of on any type of extension of that deadline, given the shutdown.
And John, being in D.C., what's your sense on how long the shutdown could transpire?
You know, I think it's just at this point in time, let the powers that be make those negotiations, and we'll be ready to help farmers and ranchers when the government gets back open.